Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Continuing on from our conversation from Wednesday about speaking life, I mentioned saying affirmations over yourself. And that may be a new concept to you, or you may know what I'm talking about. But if you are like me, I wasn't totally sold on affirmations a few years ago. I just wasn't sure about speaking something over myself. I thought it was different than, you know, speaking scripture. But you know what? The more that I learn about it, and I've heard Dr. Dawn talk about this, the more I've researched it, it's exactly the same thing, because it's all based in scripture. And the where it's found, just one reference for you is Romans 4:17. It says, "Call things be not as they were." And I know that's a weird phrase, but what it means is, one of the translations is, God creates new things out of nothing. And if you were to put this into regular terms, it means it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So even though things right now are not happening, or whatever it is that you're saying the affirmation about reality is, that's not what reality is right this moment. But the affirmation that you're speaking over yourself is as if it's going to happen without a doubt. So here's kind of an example for you. When I got started in this business, I caught the vision and I saw that you could make money in this business. And back then we had the $10,000 good bonus. If you went diamond within 3 months, you got the $10,000 good bonus. And so when I realized that this business, you could make money, I decided that I was going to go diamond. I didn't know how. I had no idea what I was doing. No clue. But I started telling people that I was getting a $10,000 bonus because I was going diamond. I started saying this, I wasn't even executive yet, and I didn't even know what it meant to go diamond. I hadn't even looked at a diamond chart, but whatever it was, I was going to do it. Well, the simple fact that I was so convicted and passionate and serious about the fact that I was going diamond and getting a $10,000 bonus, people joined my business, and it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I said I was going diamond, I'm going to get that $10,000 bonus. People joined because I said that. Enough people joined and did their steps to success, and I went diamond and I got the $10,000 bonus. So that's kind of like what we're talking about here. I had no clue how that was going to happen, yet I was speaking it out and I was doing a affirmation over myself without even realizing it. And it turned into a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that's what we're talking about here. Okay. You know, one of the things Dr. Dawn said on the Zoom, he said one of his affirmations is, I'm going from divine appointment to divine appointment. He says that to himself out loud every morning. I'm going from divine appointment to divine appointment, which means that I am moving from, you know, a God thing. I'm moving from God thing to God thing. He is working, you know, he is bringing people into my life. And he says those things out loud over himself every day. And he said, you know, some people ask him, what if that's not actually happening? And you're saying these things, it's almost like you're lying. It's not really, that's not reality, so you're lying. And he said, no, they're not happening, and that's why you need to say them. So again, this goes back to that verse, Romans 4:17, which when you translate it, says that God creates new things out of nothing. And that verse is referencing a story back in Genesis about Abraham. And I wanted to just give you a scriptural backing for this. Back then, Abraham's name was Abram, which means exalted father. And in this passage, which is, starts in Genesis 17:5, if you want to read it, Abram was 99 years old, okay? And God was talking to Abram, and he changed his name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of many. And he changed his name during the conversation that Abraham and God were having about how God was going to make Abraham the father of many nations. Now, Abraham, again, is 99 years old and has no children. But yet God is telling him that he's going to make him the father of many nations, which means he's going to have kids. Right? His wife, Sarah, who her name was Sarai at the time, but he changed it to Sarah, she was 90 and had not had any children. But God is telling them, you're going to be the father of many nations. So this is what Romans 4:17 is referencing, is this story in the Bible where if you looked at this, I mean, reality says Abraham and Sarah were not going to have kids at 99 and 90, right? So if you look around in your business, if you look at your team, you know, whatever situation is right now, your marriage, a friendship, whatever it is, if you're looking at that and it looks like, you know, reality is telling you a different story than what the Bible, what God has, the vision God has given you, the promises that you're reading, reality says, no way, this is not happening. That's exactly where you need to be speaking those affirmations over yourself every day. Because when you start to believe that it's possible by speaking those affirmations over yourself, when you change your mindset and you control your thoughts, like Dr. Leaf teaches us, when you control your thoughts, your actions, your words, everything follows. When you start to believe that it's possible, then things start happening, self-fulfilling prophecy. So I would challenge you, the leaders on this podcast, this is not something that I do every morning. I do not have a list of affirmations, but I decided that when I was doing this podcast, it's something I'm going to start. So I'm going to start writing down some affirmations that I'm going to be speaking over myself and over my team and my husband and my relationships every day. And they're going to be based in scripture and the promises and the vision that God has given me. And I'm going to start speaking affirmations every single day. This is something new I'm going to start. So I would challenge you to start with just a couple and make them crazy. you know, things that reality just doesn't reflect that right now. But that's exactly why we have a term for it, self-fulfilling prophecy. So go back to that. Get excited for what God can do in your business and what He is going to do through you. And let's all work on this together. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.